At a middle school in Boston, eighth graders are learning about sexual curiosity.
What are all the places you hear or learn about sex? Where do you hear about sex? Where do you learn about sex?
The students' answers: school, home, from their partners, at health clinics.
On TV?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, definitely?
These 14-year-olds are part of a sexual health education pilot study at 12 middle schools in Boston. They're learning about everything from puberty to sexually transmitted infections.
Somebody tell me, raise your hand, what do you remember learning about chlamydia? Anyone remember that from a few weeks ago?
A few students raise their hands. They answer correctly. Chlamydia is sexually transmitted from person to person. You need to get tested to find out if you have it. It's treatable. Answers like this are what Anita Berry, Director of Infectious Disease at the Boston Public Health Commission, wants to hear.
The City Health Department has this overarching goal to reduce chlamydia rates in 15 to 24-year-olds.
There were more than 4,800 cases of chlamydia in Boston in the past few years. The majority of them were seen in 15 to 24-year-olds.
It is not uncommon for people in that age range, for adolescents, to be in an exploratory phase in their life, to feel invulnerable. And so having sexual contact with partner or partners without protection would not be uncommon.
The infection often has no symptoms, which makes it difficult to detect. Men and women with chlamydia are more susceptible to contracting HIV and other STDs. The infection can also cause infertility in women.
It scars your tubes.
OBGYN Danielle Roncari is the medical director at Planned Parenthood in Boston and the director of family planning at Tufts Medical Center. She says most of the newly reported cases are in young women.
It's in women that suffer the consequences of undetected chlamydia, because it's really undetected chlamydia that affects infertility among women. And so that's why there's especially a push to get young women tested.
But Anita Berry says it's also important for men to be tested so they don't spread the disease or reinfect their partners. Blacks and Latinos are also at a higher risk for getting chlamydia.
When you have a population that at baseline, for whatever reason, has many people infected, you don't have to have a lot of intimate contact to be unlucky enough to have had that contact with someone who is infected with chlamydia and has given it to you.
Certain neighborhoods in Boston are hotspots for the disease. Dorchester, Mattapan, and Roxbury have the highest numbers. So that's where Berry and her colleagues conducted focus groups. She says the preliminary results show two trends. The first, a lack of knowledge about chlamydia.
We find that youth in the focus groups tend to get their information from other youth who may or may not have the story right.
The second trend, people are having unprotected sex.
And there are many explanations that the focus groups gave for this. One was believing that they couldn't get infected if they withdrew early during sexual intercourse. Other reasons were, well, if your partner said they were your one and only, clearly they don't have any infection and you don't need to use any type of protection. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. They also felt that they often didn't need protection because their partner was asymptomatic. Well, guess what? With chlamydia, many, if not most people, aren't going to have any symptoms.
At a Boston Schools Committee meeting in June, several high school students gave testimony on the need for comprehensive sex health education in more of Boston's public schools.
Hi, my name is Sibony Cope. I'm 18 years old, and I'm here to support the district wellness policy.
This year, the district's curriculum for sexual health education has been taught in only 8 out of 32 public high schools in Boston.
I currently attend Community Academy of Science and Health, where I am in the 11th grade. Like a lot of teenagers, I was not taught about the mental and physical issues regarding sexual health.
This sentiment was echoed by Stephanie's peers at the meeting.
Good evening. My name is Asha Pena, and I'm a senior at West Roxbury Academy. In the 4 years that I have been involved with Boston Public Schools, I have never received any classes where I was given any sexual health education. This is ridiculous. Our high school years are the time when we are experimenting the most with our sexuality, our bodies, and with relationships. 14, 15, and 16 are the ages where we are most curious and who has given us the information we need.
Thanks to the pilot study, at some schools in Boston, it's teachers who are giving students information.
As you make these decisions in your life, we want you to remember that abstinence is 100% surest way to avoid an unplanned pregnancy and sexual transmission of STD or HIV. So we know that. However, if you choose to have sex, then act responsibly by getting tested and using condoms consistently. It's the proud and responsible thing to do.
Amen. Amen. Evie Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.